Moncrief on News Talk.
In the UK, some are proposing that people on job seekers' allowance be deployed to pick up litter there for a few hours a week. So is that an idea that should be taken up here? While it has obvious benefits, it also demonstrates how things have changed. Here in Ireland, it was far more common for members of the community to keep their area clean. But because of the changed circumstances of our lives, is the very idea of community under threat? Martin Murray is a former mayor of Whitegate in Cork. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on your show today.
And so people on community employment schemes, do you think they could be put to some use?
Well, in our community, we have people on CEE schemes, and they're already picking up litter off the streets here. And, you know, I would assume that that's happening in other jurisdictions as well.
Yeah, OK. And is it making a difference?
Of course it is, yes. It's a big difference to us here in Whitegate. And you probably know in Whitegate, we are the energy capital of Ireland. We have our output to the Irish economy is 63%. Growth for the economy. We have Ireland's only oil refinery, so we're shipping daily into the economy there as a fuel supplies, gas supplies and electricity.
Yeah. And do you think that would say something about the way our communities have changed, though, that we actually have to get people to do this kind of thing?
Well, traditionally, it was local people would do that, those jobs. We'll have to have residence associations, and that's happening as well. But I would say that what is happening, I, in my own view, is that it's very hard to get volunteers now. And I suppose a bit of a reliance there on CEE schemes, you know.
Yeah. And why is it hard to get volunteers?
Well, the age profile, number one, and I suppose, you see, you have an influx of new people to every area now. Not just Whitegate, but every other area. And people tend to keep to themselves, you see, and they're not part of the community. They use the community as a dorm or village for their commute to work.
So people would be going, where would they be working? They'd be working in Cork City, maybe?
Well, from my own example here, we have people working in Middleton and they're working in Cork, and they're leaving quite early in the mornings and trying to get back in the evening time through a very heavy rush traffic. And, you know, they're trying to make a home then when they come back, you know, so they mightn't have enough time to volunteer, I wouldn't think.
Yeah. You know? And so in Whitegate, have you noticed how has that changed things, that people maybe aren't saying hello to each other as much anymore because
well,
they don't know each other?
It's a big problem. And I thought it was myself when I asked people, but I looked into other areas, other villages in the Cork County, and I found that was exactly the same was happening there, that new estates came into being in villages and people didn't interact with each other. When you would meet people out, they take out their mobile phone or they take out their sunglasses when it's a dull day and they just don't want to make eye contact with you at all.
Yeah. Is there any way?
That is very strange from a time I was growing up in Whitegate and I knew everybody. So it's leading to a social isolation.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah, it must feel like quite a different place then.
It is, of course, quite a difference, but it also applies to other areas.
Yeah.
And no one seems to be saying anything about it kind of thing. It's just they take it for granted. But you'll find that a lot of people don't talk anymore. They talk on their phone, but they don't talk to their neighbours.
Is there really?
I would wonder how do teachers teach kids going to school from their keeping them their minds occupied away from their phone?
Yeah, the phones are a bit addictive, right? Is there any way of reversing this, do you think?
Well, you can't reverse time, and if you call it progress, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't know what's the answer, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because it's leading to an awful lot of isolation.
Indeed. Martin, thanks very much for talking with us today. That was Martin Murray there, former mayor of Whitegate in Cork. One texter says, I think this is a Dublin thing. I grew up in a small town in Wexford and we all did things for the parish, church flowers, tidy towns, etc. Did anyone do that in Dublin? And they did, in all sorts of, you know, suburban communities. People would do that sort of thing. But as Martin said there, it's kind of a switch over that I suppose older people move out of their homes, younger families come in, but they're leaving the house when it's dark and coming back when it's dark because they might have a big commute someplace. People are so tied up in their own lives, says another texter. There's no community spirit anymore. People rarely want to give up their time for others, but it will come full circle and we will hopefully go back to supporting our neighbours. Dee says, I personally think it gives people perhaps pride and social interaction, which is beneficial to everyone. Well, indeed, it also feels like wherever you're living, that you're a part of where you're living. Another texter says, so if you can't find work, you're forced to pick up rubbish. But if you're a criminal serving community service, you get a cushy number. No wonder the country is going to hell. I don't know if that's really the only reason why the country is going to hell, really, and or even a major factor in it, if indeed it is going to hell. A lot of people might actually disagree with that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.